We celebrate 50 years, our anniversary today of FM 95, and when it went on the air in 1966, it was WGIL FM, and one of the first DJs on that radio station was Mr. Jim Wyman. Jim, were you there when it signed on, or were you there when it went country?
I was there when it went country. It was beautiful music, Eric, and they had a big automation machine on the studios on South Kellogg across from the Orpheum Theater when I started in March of 1971. And then I was the first full-time country DJ that they hired. And so at 3:00 in the afternoon, we'd shut off the beautiful music automation system and play country music from 3:00 until midnight.
With your host, Country Jim.
Country Jim Wyman, yes.
Jim,
and I didn't know much about country music, but I'll tell you, with an 8-hour port shift, you learn fast.
Yeah. Oh no, I bet. Jim Wyman is on the phone. He was there when FM 95 Country came on. Now, were you an employee in '66 when it went on the station, or?
No, I was still in high school.
You were still.
I was in college. I was a freshman at Western, and you know, it's a funny story. They used to have a show called the Dolly Holiday Show, which was a pre-taped show with beautiful music that played at midnight. And I can remember being in the dorm at WIU and walking into one of my friend's rooms and hear, he goes, listened every night to it. He has radio up against the window in Macomb and listened to the Dolly Holiday Show on WGIL-FM.
That's great. Now, Jim, you were around when Roger Coleman had the foresight to say, hey, this FM thing is going to be huge. And then 3-4 years later, here you are, one of the first country DJs on an FM station. But not everybody had an FM tuner in their car, and not everybody could afford an FM radio.
Well, the greatest story is that when we started the country, and actually Bill Reeves, who owned a music store on the square, had been doing some country show from his basement. But when I started, as you said, the FM penetration in automobiles was minimal. Their cars just didn't have FM radios, but they had these tuners that you could, they had a little paste strip that you could put under the bottom of your dashboard and then plug it into your fuse box, and the FM would go in through your AM radio. And so probably about 1973, Roger Coleman, who had started the whole thing with the FM station, he decided to have a day at Farm King where all the DJs would go out there and we would install the FM tuners in the cars of listeners. And so I can always remember pulling into the Farm King parking lot and seeing the cars backed all the way out onto Route 34.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. And that's when I knew that the station had really arrived.
Yeah, everyone wanted a taste of it.
Yeah, they wanted that FM in their car because they were listening at home and they wanted it in their automobile.
So, Jim, you were not only doing like a live broadcast, or you just went out there and you sold them, and then you yourself installed them in the cars?
We did. We had Jim Thompson, who was our chief engineer. He was kind of coordinating everything, and all the DJs, we had like 4 or 5 lines, and all the DJs would be in a line, and we were doing a live broadcast, too. During this whole thing, and people were coming in all, it was a beautiful spring, late spring day, and people were coming in all during this this broadcast and getting their FM tuners installed.
FM tuners for everybody.
Yes, right.
That's awesome. That's the voice of Jim Wyman. Not many years here at WAAG when he was Country Jim, when FM 95 first came on. It was WGIL FM first. And then, Jim, tell us about your time, and then maybe left for a while, and then you got in sports broadcasting, right?
Yeah, what happened was when John Pritchard's grandmother died, the station switched down to Bill Pritchard's widow and John's mom, and then the ownership changed, and they wanted to automate the FM. They wanted to bring in an automation system and play country music on tapes like we played the beautiful music before. And so the writing was kind of on the wall for a lot of us. And so I came up here to WSPY in Plano, where I'm working now, and then eventually left there and went into high school teaching and taught in Palatine, northwest suburb of Chicago, for 26 years, taught high school English and speech and journalism, and then when my wife and I retired, we came back to Galesburg, and I did sports broadcasting up here at WSBY, and then when we retired in 2007, we came back to Galesburg, and then I went back to work part-time at WGIL.
Calling various Silver Streaks football and or basketball games.
That's right.
Yeah. Jim Wyman on the phone with us, and you might know him as Country Jim if you had your the dial on back in 1973 when they popped on FM 95 Country. And Jim, am I right? Illinois Broadcasters Hall of Fame some years back. Is that right?
Yeah, the Illinois basketball coaches, yes.
Yeah, that's very cool. And still on the radio, so you do it. You do it. I pulled you out of your granddaughter's a recital or something, but so you're home sometimes and you do radio whenever you want.
I do radio. Well, I do radio every day. I just on Wednesdays, I volunteer in my two granddaughters. I have one granddaughter in second grade and one in kindergarten, so on Wednesdays, I volunteer in both their classes. But, yeah, I work news now. I'm doing news up here in Kendall County at WSPY, and you know, it's odd. Kendall County up here was only 40,000 people when I came and up here in 1976, and now it's 120,000 people. So this area on the far west side of Chicago has really grown.
Wow. Yeah, WSPY. I've seen the billboards before.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Jim, hey, thanks for spending a little time with us. Do you remember the lineup when it was you, when you went on in 73? It was Country Jim, and I know Lon Helton was there with you. We had him on the other day.
Yeah, Lon came right out of Monmouth College.
Yeah.
You can ask Rick Heath, your chief engineer, because he used to call the WIU Mafia, the Western Illinois University Mafia. I was the first, but we had Bill Maley, we had John Bierman from Western Illinois, we had Ron Roberg from Western Illinois, we had Rick Heath from Western Illinois. We had all these guys that came up out of the broadcasting program at Western and worked for Roger Coleman at WGIL. And, you know, it was an exciting time to be in radio with the Galesburg was a booming town then with all the factories, and the middle class had a lot of money. It was just an exciting time to be in radio in Galesburg.
WIU producing some amazing broadcasters over the years.
And I think Rick's the only one left.
Yeah.
John Raymond came out of there too, you know, and he was after me, but
yeah,
he was a WIU boy.
We got the pleasure of having Raymond and Raymond on the phone at the same time, so that was pretty great. Lon Helton too, and some of the first voices ever on FM 95 nearly 50 years ago. We celebrate our 50th birthday, WGIL FM, and then the country side came in about 1973, and Country Jim Wyman on the air with us this morning. Jim, thanks for spending some time. You're such a part of the fabric that is 94.9 on the FM dial.
Well, Eric, I'd like to congratulate you. I know you're on every morning, and John Pritchard and Roger Lundeen and all the rest of the crew there at FM 95, congratulations on 50 years, and here's to 50 more.
Jim, thanks for spending the time with us.
Thanks, Eric.
All right, bye-bye.